Welcome to the deep dive. This time, we're diving into the world of Hannah's Cater.
Diving head first, it seems.
Yeah, head first. You sent us, articles, notes, website snippets. Someone's been busy. And you know what? I get it, this Hannah's Cater, he's fascinating.
Not your average artist, that's for sure. Seems he's not content just with, creating art. He wants to build a whole visual language.
A visual language, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we see he calls himself a drawing generator, but then we've got these materials mentioning picture networks and spatial drawings. It's a lot. Where do we even start?
Well, maybe that's Cater's point. It's not about just viewing the art passively. You're supposed to experience it. Imagine, walking into a room, and the drawings are the room. They're on the walls, the ceiling. Those are his spatial drawings.
We've actually got an image here of his performer's installation. And yeah, this is something else. It's not just a drawing on the wall. It's like the whole room is part of the art.
Right. And he even brings in 3D elements, blurs the lines between drawing, sculpture, installation, all of it.
Okay, so we're talking next level immersive art here. But you mentioned a whole system at play. What's that all about?
So it's not just the scale, right, or the experience. Cater uses these symbols, he calls them performers, and they appear in both his huge installations and in smaller drawings on paper.
And this is where it gets interesting. You sent us some stuff about a performer's lexicon. Lexicon, that sounds pretty official.
Think of it like, imagine a dictionary, but for Cater's visual symbols instead of words. Each performer has a specific meaning, variations, a history.
So to understand Cater, you almost need a key, like a code book. This isn't just looking at a painting and saying, I like the colors. This is another level.
Exactly. He wants the viewer to do some work, to think differently about how we interact with art, which honestly is pretty cool when you think about it.
And it makes you wonder, though, is this playful, like a game?
Mm.
Or is he seriously challenging how we see art? Because then you sent over this info on his project, the Blackhead Baker test. And that just throws a wrench in things.
Oh, the Baker test is fantastic. Cater, he's a visiting artist in this German town, right? And what does he do? He makes an art piece out of, get this, evaluating the local bakeries.
He's ranking croissants while building a visual language.
Yeah.
This guy contains multitudes.
That's Cater. Deep and meticulous one minute, playful and kind of absurd the next. That's important to understanding his work.
Speaking of incorporating things, the range of Cater's influences is unexpected, to say the least. Picasso, okay, sure.
Huh.
Paul Watzlawick and his theories on communication make sense. But Arnold Schwarzenegger's autograph, Where did that come from?
And that's so Cater. It's all part of the same thing for him. High art, pop culture, it's all fuel for the creative fire. He even has this collection of, wait for it, favorite arrows.
Favorite arrows. Okay, you've got to tell me more about that. That's amazing.
So it's exactly what it sounds like, a collection of, pictures, objects, everything, anything to do with arrows. Arrows in art, arrows on signs, you name it. I think it just shows how fascinated he is by visual language, even like the simplest forms.
Which, brings us back to something we talked about earlier, how Cater finds inspiration in all these unexpected places.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about like the great masters for him. It's also those little everyday things, the visual cues we all see but don't really think about.
He's like this visual magpie, Always collecting these little pieces and then, feeding them into his work somehow. And that brings up a really interesting question. Why? Why create this whole new system, this lexicon, this whole new way of communicating through art?
Right, because, let's be real, most people seeing his work in a gallery, they're not going to have the performer's lexicon memorized. So is this like a secret code only he and a few others can understand? Or is it something more? What do you think?
I think what makes his work really interesting is that he gives you the system, right? The lexicon. But he doesn't tell you exactly what it means. You have all these tools, but then it's up to you as the viewer to decode it, to find your own meaning.
So it's not about being right or wrong in how you interpret it. It's more about the process, the exploration, kind of like a visual treasure hunt.
Yeah, exactly. You're forced to slow down, look closely, really pay attention to detail, much more than you would with, a traditional painting. Cater's work, it makes you really see in a world that's just saturated with images.
And that's huge, especially now, right? We're constantly bombarded with stuff online, scrolling and scrolling.
Yeah.
But Cater's work makes you stop and really engage. He's demanding your attention in a way.
He's playing with the whole idea of communication because, when you think about it, language itself is a system of symbols, right? Cater's just taking that concept and putting it into the visual realm. It's really pushing boundaries.
It makes me think about those favorite arrows in a whole new way. Like, yeah. Even something as simple as an arrow, it can be so many things. Direction, movement, progress, conflict.
And that's exactly what he's doing with his performers. Taking these simple visual cues and giving them all these layers of meaning, he's not giving you a straight answer. He's creating a conversation, a space for you to discover your own interpretation.
So for our listener at home, who's probably got articles on German bakeries open in one tab and frantically Googling arrow symbolism in another, where do they even begin with all of this? It's almost like Kater has given us too many places to start.
That's the beauty of it, though. There's no one right way to approach his work. Dive into the lexicon, lose yourself in his installations, or even just, you know, start by thinking about the meaning of an arrow. Anything goes.
So embrace the chaos. Let yourself just get lost in the world of Hannes Kater.
Absolutely. Just come to it with an open mind. That's the most important thing.
You know, it just occurred to me, Kater's not just making art for art's sake, is he? There's something more going on here.
Right. Like, he's really grappling with these big questions about communication, about how we find meaning, even what art is in the first place.
And what's amazing is how he does it in a way that's like mind-blowingly complex, but also you don't need a PhD to appreciate it, you know?
Exactly. You can just enjoy the experience, the visuals of it all, even if you don't get the whole performer's lexicon thing right away.
It's like there are all these layers there waiting to be peeled back. You can have one experience just looking at it, and then another when you start to understand the symbols.
That's where it gets really exciting. When you start to see how it all connects, like that one symbol, it might appear in a small drawing, and then bam, it takes on this whole new meaning in a giant installation.
Or how he takes something from like classical art history and puts it right next to a pop culture reference. It's like they're talking to each other.
It's like he's saying, here are the rules. Just kidding. There are no rules.
So what's the average person to do? How do you even begin to make sense of Hannes Kater?
I think the best approach is just be open to it, you know? Don't be afraid to just dive in and see what you find. Maybe you connect with the performer's lexicon right away. Maybe it's the installations that grab you. Maybe it's just thinking about, like, how many different meanings a simple arrow can have.
So our listener has been on this wild ride with us. We've got German bakeries, arrow symbolism, a whole visual language. What would you say is the main thing to take away from all this?
That art can be this incredible tool, this way to communicate something really powerful, even if it's not in a language we're used to.
And maybe that we shouldn't be so quick to just glance at things and move on. Slow down, take a closer look. Who knows what you'll discover?
You know, after learning about Hannes Kater, you might just start seeing the world a little differently. Like everything's connected, part of some giant picture network.
So keep your eyes open, your mind open, and keep exploring. This is just the beginning.